Look, yes, of course. I mean, you learn from your last series, and I think we have learned a lot, and we've definitely, you know, made mistakes in the last one, and that was definitely a learning sort of a curve for us because it was a new management, new support staff, new coaching staff, so it was kind of a learning. So we have learned a lot from that, and hopefully we'll not make those mistakes which we made in the last series. It's a tough gig. It's our own backyard, so I think we got to really play positively and feel good about it that, you know, we have done well here in UAE in the past, so hopefully we'll deliver this time. Look, I think the first thing is we have to play better cricket than them, you know, rather than thinking about the body language or thinking about all the other aspects of the game. I think it's important that we play to our potential, we play to our ability, and which I think we have. And we have got a young side, as the Australians have. I mean, I think it'd be a good contest because, you know, both are sort of in a time where they're building for the World Cup. So I think it's an opportunity for both teams. But that's the way it is. I mean, ICC has just decided on this, so we have to live with it, and we have to find some new boys and make sure that the youngster deliver now. So, you know, in a way, I feel that, you know, it's an opportunity for young players like Raza Hassan or some other spinners we might bring in the test squad also. So it's an opportunity for some other players to, and also it's a responsibility of our senior bowlers who are in the squad to sort of step up. Look, to be very honest, you know, what has happened in the past, we have definitely, as you said, dominated with our spinners, you know, with Syed Ajmal gone out, and, you know, suddenly things are different now. So we have to really think hard, you know, as a bunch, not as one individual. Okay, Syed Ajmal has been winning us games. Now he's not there. What should we do? Are we going to start losing games? I think that's very negative. We're going to think positive, and we're going to make sure that, you know, our pacers deliver also, and also our young spinners also. They should all deliver, and teamwork need to be put in when you talk about the bowling lineup, even for the batting lineup also. So I think it's a teamwork, as you've seen that we have got quite a few fast bowlers in the squad. So we have got a World Cup in our mind too. We didn't really get much time to prepare for the one days before coming on this tour. We had our domestic 2020 tournament was there. CLT was on, so we didn't get the opportunity. Even if you look around, South Australians, they didn't also get much of an opportunity to play one day. So we're trying to play 2 1 days, and of course, in that we're going to really take care of our players and make sure that they're all in a good nick. And as you said, Wahab and all of these guys have been traveling, so we're going to probably look into their health also, and you know, and make the most of these next 2 days. Look, to be very honest, I'm not really an expert in it. I don't really know what is banding and what is not banding. You know, it came when it came first, and then the ICC decided to give 15% away. That was their point of view or their thinking, and now they. I think what I feel is the new protocol has just come up, and they've got these new 3D cameras, and, you know, they've got a lot of. But for me, I feel, you know, it was on the verge of the World Cup. That's the only issue I feel. I think, you know, game should be played cleanly. You know, it doesn't matter in which way. Is it, you know, anti-corruption or throwing the ball or whatever way. But for me, I feel, personally, I feel that, you know, the timing was ordinary. It could have been done maybe just after the World Cup because the balance of the teams have been destroyed in a way. Certain teams, I'm not talking about Pakistan only, but few teams. And I feel that it could have just waited for maybe another 6-8 months and they could have started this protocol maybe after the World Cup. But that's the way they think, and that's they want to carry on. When I answered your question to start off, I said I'm not the expert in, so I can't really tell. Even if you're better off asking maybe to, you know, to an umpire, or maybe a referee, or maybe someone from the broadcasting, because, you know, they are the one who shows, and, you know, and all these new cameras. So I think I'm a wrong person to ask this question. But I myself feel that it's, you know, some of the guys are just hard done just before the World Cup, and it's destroyed the balance of some of the teams. Yeah, they have always been very comfortable against the pace, as we all know that they grew up on a bouncy tracks, and we all aware of it, and we all know that that they are also in a building process. They are really looking up to the World Cup, so they have their, you know, eyes on that as we have. So we're going to make sure that We're also preparing for the World Cup as well as looking to win this series. Australians are a tough nation, you know. I live in Australia. I know them. They're very, very tough. They'll come hard. Doesn't matter what sources they have got. They always do that, you know. And we are really prepared for it. And we know that they're going to come hard. So we're going to make sure that we, whatever we have got, we explore properly and make the most of it. Yes, of course. I mean, if you have seen this over the years, of course, there's always someone around the corner. Maybe not now, maybe in a year's time, maybe 2 years' time. But there's always one or two greats coming from, you know, not only Pakistan, but around the world. You'll always see some really quality players coming around. So that's what we're hoping. At the moment, we have got a young team. We're developing into it, and we're making sure that, you know, they all deliver.